A lot of rain, and the track was pretty much a swamp. And he broke really alert, actually beat everybody out of there. And they went pretty fast the first quarter, 22 and some change. And I eased him back a little bit. And going into the first turn, just a big wave of mud and water and muck came flying back, and it startled him. And kind of jumped sideways with me and came off the bridle, and just was not liking the kickback at all. And I thought down the backside, I didn't think I was going to hit the board. And he picked it up a little bit at the quarter pole when the exaggerator ran by him, but he just kind of galloped around there and still ran second. So he's come back and worked really well. He had a nice workout the other morning, worked 59 and change, galloped out strong. And you know, he's a good horse, and if he brings his A game, I think he's got a good chance.
You've won the Kentucky Derby, obviously, three times with a horse that had winning colors, won very impressively her last prep, with a horse that was fourth as the big favorite, though you weren't aboard Thunder Gulch in the Bluegrass, and then with Silver Charm, who just barely got beaten in the Santa Anita Derby. How do you, if you're a handicapper, how do you extrapolate from horses' last prep to predicting what they might do at Churchill Downs?
Well, fortunately, I was on his back, and I've been on his back when he's at his best, and I've been on his back when he's not at his best, and he wasn't at his best in the Santa Anita Derby. And, you know, if I was just a handicapper and watching his race, I wouldn't be very impressed with it, and I wasn't very impressed with it being on his back. But saying that, you know, he was only running about 70%, and you mentioned Thunder Gulch and his performance in the Bluegrass in 1995, and Pat Day was on him in that race, and I picked him up for the Derby and didn't really know what to expect. I'd ridden him once as a two-year-old, won the Remsen Stakes on him by a nose, and for whatever reason, that day of the Derby, he turned into a man and turned in the best performance of his career up to that point, and he just kept improving after that. So I keep that in the back of my mind when I think about more spirits racing the Santa Anita Derby, and I'm pretty much just throwing it out to race conditions and hoping that, you know, we get a nice kind of track. He got over this surface very, very well, extremely well, better than he had been at Santa Anita. I like the way he moved at Santa Anita, but he stepped it up a notch in his workout the other morning. So I'm hoping all that combines into a big performance.
He's still a horse who's never been worse than second. I mean, he's the kind of horse who wins a Kentucky Derby and pays, you know, $30-something, people are going to say, how did we let that horse pay that price?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if I was a handicapper, I wouldn't know what to think about it. But fortunately, I was on his back, and I know what I've got underneath me. And like I said, if he brings his A game, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
You've ridden against a lot of the California horses, including unbeaten champion Nyquist. Can you sort of talk collectively about the group of horses out there, including Exaggerator, who did win the Santa Anita Derby?
Well, Nyquist, he's the two-year-old champion. He's undefeated, and people just keep trying to get him beat and talk about his performances. But he's faced a lot of adversity in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He was bumped hard leaving there. He was wide around both turns, and he still pulled off the win. And people are talking about the distance with him, and I respect him. I've got nothing but respect for him. He's the deserved favorite, and until we beat him, he's still the champion.
Last year, American Pharoah was a big favorite. Do you, in your mind, is Nyquist as big a favorite as American Pharoah was last year?
I think that he has a right to be a bigger favorite just because of his unbeaten record. And, you know, I've watched him train at Keeneland. He's not impressive to watch train. He just goes through the motions, but he shows up in the afternoon, and you know, his comeback race this year, going 7 furlongs at Santa Anita, was huge. And for Doug O'Neill to do with what he did with him off a 7/8 prep race and go a mile and an eighth in the Florida Derby, I thought he was nuts, to be honest with you. My hat's off to him. He's done an unbelievable job training him, and I've got nothing but respect for horse and trainer.
If you get past Nyquist, how do you view the rest of the field? Is it like, who's even the second choice?
I wouldn't be surprised if Exaggerator doesn't go close. I think that my horse is going to get a lot of respect. He's by no means is going to be favored. I see him going off third or fourth favorite, but Exaggerator's race was huge. Gun Runners, both of Asmussen's horses, they both look great here at Churchill Downs. They're coming off of two huge performances, so I think they're going to get a lot of respect as well.